Jeremy Bradley here, back live on Top of the Charts and the Open Road, broadcasting from UConn. 2 weeks of great shows. Again, you can go to travel.jbonair.com. That's where we have all of the fun. Travel.jbonair.com. And what a way to send off our trip is with a visit to UConn Brewing. And I'm not much of a beer drinker, but I'm going to toast with beer. And we're about to take a tour. I'm joined now by Bob, one of the co-owners of, this huge, huge company here, where their delicious products are tasted all over Canada and elsewhere around the world. Bob, we're about to take a tour here, and your staff is fantastic so far. What can we expect on the tour?
Well, the tour is pretty good in that we take you right into the back. As a matter of fact, sometimes we'll actually put you to work. You never know.
Oh, good.
There you go.
Pay for the beer that we're going to be drinking.
Yeah,
there we are.
I want you ready for that. But yeah, you do walk in amongst all the guys, and we take you down to the distilling end of the building and our whiskey storage or whiskey aging area, and then back through the production, both of making the beer and then of packaging the beer. And it's quite interactive. You're encouraged to take photos or ask questions or talk to the guys. Sometimes they're in a better mood than other times, but, you know, you take your chances, right?
That's right. So now, one of the things that you're also branching into is other types of alcohol or liquor, right? Beer has been a great success for you. How long has the company been around, first off?
We're 16 years old.
Okay, and so just recently now, we see at the back of the building here, you've got some, a new experiment that you're working on, right?
Yeah, we bought a still in 2009, and since 2009, we've been making whiskey. Which essentially is a process where you make beer with no hops. So the four ingredients that are in beer, there's three of those that are in whiskey. And after that has fermented, we begin to distill it. So we begin to separate the alcohol and the water. Once it's up to a high enough alcohol level, we put it into barrels. When it goes into oak barrels, it's clear as water. All of the color that goes into the whiskey is coming out of the barrels. And we start to let it age. So our oldest whiskey is almost 5 years old now. And we're quite happy with the kind of results we're getting from it, to the point that we're playing with some finishing techniques now, with the hope that we can have some on the market soon.
I should ask you then, how do you come up with a new taste, a new flavor, a new product? I'm sure it's a fun process, but what goes into planning or coming up with something new?
Well, certainly in the beer field, it's a huge world of beer out there, and we're always reading about it. We have some really well-educated and very skilled brewers in the back who seems to be their favorite thing to talk about at coffee time is what beers can we make next, or did you try this one, or did you read about that one, or this new hop that someone has developed, and how might that fit into our beers? So that's a great topic for conversation, and they seem to have showing the ability to take that information and make magic with it.
I think I'm getting a little thirsty. So what we're going to do is we're going to get back to the music. We'll take a break here, and then we'll try some beers, and we'll talk about some of your different products and maybe your best sellers here locally and also elsewhere, because I know that in Winnipeg we can get your beer at one of our local establishments. So you can go to travel.jbonair.com. We've got all of our fun that we've had for the past 2 weeks here in UConn. Again, that's travel.jbonair.com, and we'll be back right after this.
Today's best music with Jeremy